the sound of clashes between police and protesters on the streets of Barcelona last night. Fires were started and people attempted to storm regional government offices in the city. It follows the sentencing on Monday of 9 Catalan separatist leaders over their failed bid to break away from Spain 2 years ago. Let's speak to Renata Brito. She's a journalist with Associated Press based in Barcelona. Renata, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
No problem. Good morning.
Tell me about what you saw.
Well, it escalated very quickly. There was initially a big crowds around the Spanish government delegation in Barcelona, but police had cordoned off the blocks around that government building. So you had crowds on the different streets that led to that building. And on one of those blocks, which consisted mainly of student protesters, things escalated very quickly after protesters began throwing objects onto police, and police responded by pushing them back, using their batons, using foam bullets to disperse the crowds. And that went into the very early hours of the morning. So it was quite chaotic in downtown Barcelona yesterday.
Is it possible to say if the people who are protesting on the streets represent the majority of people in Catalonia?
Absolutely not. There were parallel to this to these clashes, initial demonstrations that were peaceful with people holding candlelights, older people, families on another side of the street. So you have smaller groups of let's say more violent demonstrators, but you also have peaceful demonstrations and gatherings. It would be unfair to generalize this.
Who's organizing the protests?
There are several grassroots groups that are organizing. Last night, it was organized by two very well-known organizations, which were ANC and Omnium, whose leaders are in jail and were convicted on Monday by the Supreme Court. But there is also other groups. And one in particular has caught the attention of the Spanish government. It's called a Democratic Tsunami, and it has been calling for civil disobedience and demonstrations in response to the Supreme Court ruling. They were the ones that called for people to demonstrate at the Barcelona International Airport, which really disrupted the airport on Monday evening and also ended in clashes. So they're now being the target of an investigation, but last night's clashes were not initially organized or called for by them. The government seems to think they are, though, coordinating something and behind this violence.
Renata, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Renata Brito. She's a journalist with Associated Press in Barcelona. 5 to 9 now.